Guys, we finally did it. Or Jackson finally did it and watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is huge because if you've watched our other Christmas
What?
episodes, it keeps coming up and Jackson hasn't seen it. So, Jackson, what did you think?
What did I think? I thought this. I need a drum, like play a drum roll sound effect right now. This movie was absolutely mid.
No,
This movie was so mid.
I knew you were gonna say that. As soon as you said drum roll, I was like,
This movie was the definition of a Christmas midicle. It was mid.
oh my
It
gosh.
was a mid movie.
See, I think this opinion is almost worse than not seeing it. So like, why is it mid? I just have to end I have to ask.
One, it doesn't really, okay. It's a realistic depiction of Christmas, right? So that's a strength. So that's one thing I really liked about the movie. But for me, it didn't necessarily encapsulate the feeling of Christmas. As well as other movies.
Okay, that's
Their whole family was just butt heads. Besides the family, like the nuclear family, all of them were butt heads and just annoying throughout the film. Now they had their funny parts, but it was still annoying. And then what else did I didn't like? Let's go with the neighbors not being involved in the conclusion. Because I mean, I
didn't
guess that
say. I didn't even know how to respond to that.
you're just silent. You're just
I am.
silent.
I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for hopes because.
You know what? This movie got what it deserves because I was harassed for not knowing Eddie arrived in a RV. So it got what it deserved.
All right. So I guess it's safe to say that this movie does not move up on the Jackson James tier list. It's not a
What do we
Jackson
put it
James
at? I
classic.
got the screenshot right here. Let me pull it up.
Well, I put it at classic. This is a movie we watch every year in my house. Love it. I think it's funny. It's really good. The opening credit song is so good
No, we have it at
too.
we had a JG fave.
Yeah, that's a tap, right?
Yeah, but
Yeah.
classics under it. Ooh.
Oh, well, it's a classic
I
and
would
a
say I would
favorite
say
for
I would
me.
say it was a classic until the family. No. It was a classic until Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Like the lead up was very entertaining. Him getting the house already, the tree, all that stuff. That was really entertaining until they focused on like the Christmas Eve aspect. And I was just like, oh, geez. And then everything started going bad. And I'm like, all right.
That's the
All right.
point. All right. But you know
It's the
what?
point, but then it didn't really pay it off at the end. You're like, yeah, he gets the bonus. Very cool. Now he gets a pool. Very cool. But anything else? No.
Okay.
His
I'm
house is
gonna.
still like wrecked. Who's gonna pay for his house? Right? Neighbors still hate his guts. Uncle Eddie is still Uncle Eddie.
I'm glad we didn't watch this together. I don't think my heart could have handled it. But
Oh well.
I'll let you have this one, only because I'm team anti the Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh
But
wow. Santa Claus is
even though
way better. Way better. It's not even close. It's way
that's
better.
a different discussion. If this was a debate episode, then yeah, I'd argue you. But in the spirit of Christmas in the holiday season, I'll let it go. But
Anyways, let's just roll on to the quiz. Which Christmas vacation characters are you based on your holiday preferences?
do you want to start us off with the
I'll
first
start us
question?
off. I'll start us off. So, what are your Christmas shopping habits? I wait until the day before Christmas so it's cheaper. Regifting is my specialty. I put a lot of thought and time into my gift giving. I'm only here to get presents.
What
So
are
each going to
you?
put our different responses, obviously. But
Are
I'm
we
going to.
sharing them or waiting until the end? We'll share them
No,
as
share
we
them. We'll
go.
share them. I can say I'm not. Well, I've got like all of these put into one, except. Yeah, I'm kind of all of these put into one. What about you? Where are you at?
This is hard too. I'm probably one of the last two, which sounds bad, but I don't know, my family is more of like an activity family rather than a present family. But if I do get a gift for someone, there usually is a lot of thought that goes into it. So I'm gonna be option number three.
I would say mine aren't as like thoughtful, yet they're not like grab off the shelf and I'll buy it for someone because I think they'll like it. Or like they'll just get it, like they'll have to be fine with it. No, I think they'll enjoy it, right? So I put that decent amount of thought into it. I mean, I wait until Christmas, I wait till last minute for sure, but I don't wait till it's cheaper. So I'm not
That's
going to do
fair.
that. Now, I do, if I do prefer getting, I'm a deal guy, right? Like, so I'll find the cheapest deal. But
I can't confirm
regifting,
that
I'd
is the
regifted
truth.
one gift one time, but it was like well established. So I put a decent amount of time and thought into my gift. I'll say that.
All right, copycat. On to
The
question
other options were
number
as good.
two. Number two, how do you feel about Christmas music? I don't like it. I wait until after Thanksgiving. I start listening ASAP, or I'll listen to it, but it's not my favorite. This is too easy. I wait until after Thanksgiving. This year, I haven't really listened to it too much, only because things have been crazy with school and whatnot, but now, just after Thanksgiving, and now that I'm home for the holidays, I'll most definitely be listening to it.
Yeah, this one's an easy one. It's obviously wait until after Thanksgiving. Copycat again, but I had a whole huge ramble about this one day, and I was like, no, you cannot listen to it before Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is a big holiday. So you
Yeah.
can't skip over Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving,
Under
whether you like it
underrated.
or not, is a good one.
You know what? Maybe for a New Year's episode, we'll just skip the movies and just do a holiday tier list. Maybe that.
Honestly, not a bad idea.
All right, what are you bringing to the Christmas table? It says, what are you bringing to the table? But I'm saying Christmas table. Turkey, ham, Christmas cookies, Christmas fruitcake. I'll just say it right off the bat, Christmas ham. That's my answer.
I'm going with Christmas cookies. My family's Christmas is a little different every year where plans change or we do different, activities. So I'm gonna say cookies because those are something that's always there. The meal always
But are you
changes the
bringing the
function.
cookies? I mean, I guess. No, never mind. That's not. Never mind. Never mind. All right. What are you drinking? Eggnog, hot chocolate, coffee, or wine?
Hot chocolate.
Now, I'm going to say hot chocolate, but I'll tell a story about eggnog. So I was at a Christmas party, right? And there was a bunch, we were a bunch of little like games. Like it was kind of just like a group setting, and like a couple people would be called up to like play games. And so I was called up one time. And this one was an eggnog chugging challenge. Obviously, like non-alcoholic, of course.
Of
But so
course.
I get called up to stage and I'm like, oh boy. And they hand us a red Solo cup filled of eggnog. And I'm like, I just gotta win this. And so I chugged that thing in less than like 15 seconds. It was the nastiest thing I've ever had.
I
It
couldn't
was
do
actually, it
it.
wasn't terrible, but I would never drink it again, like
But
out of my
drinking
way.
in that capacity is like
But I literally chugged it and my stomach like expanded 2 inches that night. And I
Ew.
was like,
That's so gross.
but yeah, anyways, hot chocolate.
Yeah,
Okay,
all the
here's a
way.
question about hot chocolate. Do you drink hot chocolate with marshmallows or no marshmallows?
Okay, now here's the question to that question. If you do drink it with marshmallows, do you drink it with this, like when it comes with the mini marshmallows instead of, or do you add your own? Because I will drink hot chocolate. I don't
What do you mean add your own?
like, do you put your own marshmallows in there? Okay, well, go back. Answer the
Yeah,
question.
I
Hot
some if I
chocolate with
do eat
marshmallows
it
or
with
no?
marshmallows, I add marshmallow or if I eat it with marshmallows, I add marshmallows.
Okay, I'm the
Like,
opposite because I,
so you don't
if
add marshmallow.
No, the only time I'll drink hot chocolate with marshmallows is when it's the Swiss Miss packets with the mini marshmallows in them.
Like infused with like the cocoa powder?
Yeah, like
Wow.
in there with the cocoa powder. You like
Oh,
mix
I
it
never
in.
seen that. I've never seen that.
Well, probably because the
Interesting.
marshmallows dissolve in like 20 seconds, but
I don't think I
I'm
would
a
do
whipped
that.
cream
I don't think
girl.
I would eat it where I have to add them on my own. Because then I wouldn't want it to be like soggy the entire time. You know what I mean?
Well,
I
it
don't
doesn't
know.
get soggy, but it
But
just gets.
I rarely eat it with marshmallows.
Yeah. All right. Pick your Christmas style. This one's hard.
Yeah. You go with the characters' names since you love this movie.
I haven't seen it in a bit, but
Wow,
it'll
you
be
don't
on the
even know the
screen.
characters. You don't even know the
Well,
character's
it's
name. What
Clark,
about people? What about people that
Audrey.
are listening audio? Listening to
Okay,
our
well,
audio.
in this
Character.
order, it has Clark Griswold, it
There you
has
go.
the grandma, the really, really old one,
Yeah.
cousin Eddie, and then Audrey, the daughter. This is tricky because I don't really know. They're all kind of like different in their own ways. Like,
I think it depends on like the capacity. Obviously, I'm not the grandma, so we can rule out grandma.
I don't
But I
know.
think
That cowboy sweater is telling me differently. It
don't
lights up too, right?
know. No, those
Oh.
lights died.
Okay, but it
Went
used to light up.
but it used to. But I will say what Audrey is the daughter's name.
Yeah.
You know she's, yeah, she was a good character, but. Like, I'm not picking Uncle Eddie, bro. He only wore like suits like one in the world.
Cousin Eddie. Okay,
Cousin, oh, it's
see,
Cousin Eddie? I thought it was Uncle
yes,
Eddie.
no, Jackson.
What, so is he the main character's brother?
I think
Yes.
so. Yeah, I
So wouldn't he
haven't,
be Uncle
yeah.
Eddie? Whatever.
I don't
Whatever. I'm picking the main dude. Like the
know.
style.
Okay, the main dude, Clark Griswold.
Griswold, yeah,
I
Clark.
see, on your average day, I'm Audrey, but
So
I'll
you're
go get
Audrey,
it.
so
But this year, I
you're
got a hat.
grandma. She's grandma.
No, I'm not
She's
grandma.
grandma.
Cousin Eddie wears this hat, silly.
You're
I get this
grandma.
hat for my dad, and we wear them all the time. I wear it to class. I wear it in my house. So I think for this, only for this season, I'll go with Cousin Eddie.
Grandma.
No, I'm not grandma. I'll take this off now.
Right. You're just like Uncle Eddie. Our Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie.
Only
All right.
this year, though.
How do you decorate for the holidays? I go all out. I don't decorate. I decorate very little. I keep it simple. I think this is
Okay.
very like circumstantial for me.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'll take the perspective of if I had a house, how would I decorate it? And I would keep it simple, not where it's like only a tree and only like a few things. Like my family, we don't go all out where it's over the top, but we go all like inside where like I'll put a picture. We have like a million nutcrackers and little things around the house, but I think I'll say I'll keep it simple because if I'm gonna decorate like up front with the lights and my tree, like it'll be classy. It won't be anything too over the top, but it'll still be enough Christmas.
Now, I think going all out is like Clark, like a billion lights and giant Christmas tree. And I would love like to have some of those things, like a big Christmas tree, some
Yeah.
lights, but I'll go with keep it simple. I don't Two, like don't decorate. The only acceptable reason not to decorate is if you don't celebrate the holiday, which is completely fine. But then there's no reason to decorate very little.
Yeah, true.
All I'm saying. Right.
So, what are you going with? Keep it simple?
Go keep it simple.
Copycat again.
Simple. I would say more like simple but classy.
Is that not what I said? Oh, steal
It's
my
what I
words out of my
said.
mouth.
What I said.
All right,
Anyways.
pick a holiday destination. Somewhere tropical, home, somewhere snowy, or wherever the party is. This one?
I'm gonna substitute wherever the party is to wherever my extended family is, maybe. I feel like
That's a good one.
that's a fair substitute,
Yeah.
right? I get jealous of people that go somewhere tropical, but yet I don't feel like that's Christmassy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people that go to Hawaii or go to the beaches of like Florida or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but that's a vacation. That's
Yeah,
not
I
like a
definitely
Christmas vacation, like a
agree.
holiday destination, you know?
I would like kill someone to be on a beach right now, especially with the blizzard coming, guys. It's supposed to be 1 degree is the high on Christmas here in Illinois, but I think I'd probably have to say, well, okay, this is hard because I would say home, because there's usually snow there. But like thinking about past Christmases, like there have been too many green Christmases in my childhood and growing up, where there was a picture I showed one of my roommates and I was like, oh, look, this is the year I got roller skates for Christmas. But it looks like the summer outside, except I'm in pajama pants. Like it's too green. But I will have to say home. We usually go to Ohio for to see family, but I like when family comes to us and it's more chill and then we're hosting. So probably home.
I wouldn't. Okay, great. Good answer. Good answer. Good
Thank
answer.
you.
So yeah, I already ruled out somewhere tropical. Not doing that. I wouldn't go out of my way to go somewhere snowy. That's the thing.
Oh,
So
me
I wouldn't
neither.
like, that's not like a holiday destination. Now on like, let's say I lived in like a place where it never snows, like ever. Like it's super hot all the time. Then maybe, like maybe go to like to Colorado to ski or something. That'd be like,
That'd
but
be
that's
fun.
obviously circumstantial. So I'm gonna go wherever the party is. Because home, I think home only works for, in my case, for like tradition. You know what I mean? Because like home can change. You know what I mean? So like if you want to stay home, well, it's at the same home. So that's why I'm saying wherever the party is.
That's a good answer. Good reasoning too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. How do you handle family time during the holidays? They stress me out. I fake it till they're gone. There are too many family members to remember. Family means everything. I think this is a tough one, but I
It
think this one's an easy answer. And
is. I
before
think
you
I know
answer, so I
your
don't
answer.
copy you, what are you gonna say? What am I gonna say? What am I gonna say?
Family means everything.
Yeah, because it's actually it is stressful, but it's actually like a relaxful stressful. Like obviously, like I'm not like the parent yet, right? Of children where I have to like get like wrapping and get like tons of gifts. Like I have to get like gifts, but I don't have to get like ton of gifts. So I'm not like super stressed out. I don't fake it. I kind of just be like on my best behavior till they're gone type beat. And then there in my family, there's not even close to too many family members to
Oh,
remember. So.
same. We're definitely smaller. This one, I'm stuck because I do really enjoy seeing family for the holidays and they mean a lot to me,
Don't
but
lie.
I get stressed out. It's
Don't
hard because we travel. Okay, this sounds bad. And if my family's watching this,
lie.
I love you all, but
Called out.
like traveling, like we drive to Ohio, so it's a 6-hour drive from where we are, and it's stressful getting us all in the car, and we're driving with a dog and two teenage brothers, and everyone's like kind of at each other's throats in the drive, and we get there and we're going from place to place, and there's not a whole lot of downtime. Like when we do sit around the fire, like at a dinner table at a restaurant with family, it's nice to see them and it's so nice to catch up, but we're always on the go, so it's like that's where like when family comes to us. Because we're in our house and it's contained, but whenever we go out there, it's like boom, 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 boom. It's kind of stressful. But don't get me wrong, it is really nice, and the holidays aren't the same without them. But it kind of stresses me out. So
So your
there's
answer
my
is
answer.
stress. This, yeah, there you go. Very good. Very nice.
Okay. Pick a word that describes you. Old fashioned, goofy, mischievous, or friendly. Wait,
I think
let's
for
pick a
you,
word for each other. Yeah.
okay. I think mine's pretty easy for me. I think, but I would say you're between. Gosh, you're like a goofy and mischievous. Because I feel like when you're bored and you're with your brothers, you can get up to some things.
Yeah, we had a couple issues
So I'll
yesterday,
say,
but
I'm just gonna go with goofy. I'll say
okay.
goofy. Because you can be goofy with like your family members too. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're mischievous.
For you, I'm gonna say old fashioned.
Yeah, that's what I
Is
was
that what
thinking.
you thought I was gonna say?
Same parallels. Yeah.
Yeah. You're a classy old fashioned guy, and I appreciate that about you.
Yes. All right.
Oh, the results are in.
The results are in. Another drum roll. Who'd
Who'd you get?
you get? You go first.
I asked you first.
All right, fine. We probably got the same person.
Who'd you get?
I know who you got.
Who?
I got Clark Griswold. You're over the
Okay.
top when it comes to the holiday season, and Christmas never seems to come soon enough. You're very family oriented and optimistic, but you can have a short fuse when things don't go as planned. You have a passion for decorating and making the season merry and bright.
Nice.
I'm the main character. Ha 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 ha.
Okay, who do you think I got?
You definitely got Cousin Eddie.
Wrong. I am Ellen Griswold.
The wife?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're the family peacemaker. And you just want everyone to get along this holiday season. You're known as the problem solver, but you can be overwhelmed with the hustle and bustle this time of year. I wish I could say this was accurate, but from a personal standpoint and for transparency and honesty, this isn't right.
You
But
would okay to fix let's fix your answer. How about that?
okay.
Let me look up this character list so I can get names.
Better not do me dirty, though.
No. Okay, you're obviously not Cousin Eddie.
I'm looking at the list too.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Rusty.
The
Just kidding.
sun.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Ruby
What?
Sue. Ruby Sue. She was
Why?
cross-eyed until she fell into a well, cross-eyed. And then
I'm
she
not
got kicked by a
cross-eyed.
mule. She's no longer cross-eyed. I don't know. There's not like a character that fits you, I think.
I can't tell if it's a good or bad thing.
Think of the characters in this movie. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Maybe a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm actually Santa Claus in the intro. In the animated opening,
Like
I'm
that one.
Santa.
Yeah, no, that caught me off guard. I was like, what? That was so
It's so
90s.
good,
That
and
was
the
so
song is
90s.
so good.
That was a good
Yeah,
song. That was a good
I
song.
have to add that
Well,
to my Christmas playlist.
let us know whether you agree with our results. Link is in the bio, so make sure to take it. But more importantly,
And oh,
what?
let us know what you think about Christmas Vacation, because clearly
Thumbs up,
there's a
thumbs
right
down.
opinion and a wrong opinion. So we want to hear yours.
There's more, it's more like there's a nice opinion and a naughty opinion. Oh, boom. Gotcha.
Tricky, creative.
Anyways, right after this video, make sure to hit that subscribe button for tons of content in 2023. Let us know what movie we should talk about next. See y'all in the next one. Happy
Happy
holidays.
holidays.
Merry
Stay
Christmas.
warm. Peace.
Bye.